In London yesterday, a verdict in the trial of Vincent Bethel, who was arrested some months ago for public nakedness. This was no run-of-the-mill trial for public nudism, if there is such a thing. It was front-page fare for such quality papers as The Guardian, which assigned reporter Tania Branigan to cover it. What made the Bethel trial different was that the defendant, a sometime art student, a rebel with a cause, if not a job, appeared in court naked.
It was certainly a very revealing case, I think perhaps is the word. He was sitting in the dock with no clothes on whatsoever and only a plastic clipboard to sort of hide his shame as he sort of entered and left the court every time.
Well, what was the reasoning behind him standing trial naked? Was the idea that it would prejudge the whole case if he were forced to wear clothes during the trial?
Well, very simply, he's absolutely insistent that he won't put his clothes on. It really does come down to that. He has been campaigning for a long time, and the police eventually refused him bail because he simply said, if you let me go, then I will simply take all my clothes off again in public places and I'll just carry on. So in the end, they were actually forced to hold him in prison for about 5 months, I think, naked all the time, and then they actually had to hold him in the segregation unit because he simply refused to put his clothes on, and I think perhaps they were worried about offending the other prisoners.
Or indeed, perhaps some hazard that might come to him if he's...
Well, that's the other prisoners. So yes, I mean, essentially they let him appear naked in court because they realised they weren't going to get a trial otherwise. He'd simply refused to put any clothes on.
How does this strike you? How does Mr. Bethel's campaign strike you? Is this something philosophical? Is it something lunatic? What is it?
No, I don't think he is, actually. I think his... I actually spoke to Mr. Bethel's father, who takes a remarkably calm line on this and says, well, I don't agree with his tactics, but I do agree with some of his sentiments, or I can understand his sentiments. Mr. Bethel basically argues that humans are very bad at communicating with each other, that we've become very dishonest. And I think perhaps he sees it as a slightly metaphorical sort of statement that we should sort of shed all our clothes and get to know each other better. But he also believes that we should simply learn to love our bodies better and that we shouldn't always see bodies as being sexual things, that we should just accept that bodies are there and it's all part of being human.
And he got to say this in court?
And he did get to say this in court at great length.
Well, how did he do with the, I believe it was 10 men and 2 women of the jury?
I think they actually sort of seemed to take his point. They certainly acquitted him. And I think they seemed to feel that whether or not they agreed with his tactics and whether or not they themselves would want to strip off, that actually he wasn't being a public nuisance. He hadn't caused the public any great harm and he hadn't damaged public morals.
And so he was acquitted?
He was acquitted. They cleared him, and he left the court naked.
Well, having proved this point, is Mr. Bethel now likely to walk around undressed some more in public in London, or has he proved the point and might resign himself to wearing something?
Well, no, he says he's going to carry on his naked protest. He said perhaps he will put it off for a little bit, because obviously it's winter here, it's really rather cold, and certainly when he left the court naked, he was covered in goose pimples. So I think perhaps he might want to delay his protests a little bit.
Tania Branigan, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you.
Tania Branigan covered Vincent Bethel, which is more than he did, in his trial for The Guardian newspaper. She spoke to us from London.